Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. This is a fun topic. That's a topic that's actually going to be really personal, and I hope at the same time helps you in your marketing. This is the whole concept of vulnerability and how vulnerable you actually are in your marketing and how it actually impacts you in the way in which you connect with your audience. I've been going back and forth on this. And again, props out to Russell. I love him like a brother, and he's a dear friend. And because he's that close to me, he's able to give me a lot of the counsel and advice that I probably wouldn't take from others. But it was really fascinating the other day when we were talking about the importance of being more emotional and expressing those emotions and letting people feel the feelings that you're having. And it came up just the other day when I was we did a Facebook Live yesterday with Natalie Hodson and with Kaylin. And it was fascinating because I look at Natalie and the things that she's done, and her success has come because of her vulnerability. What I mean by that is she started off, when I first met her over a year ago, she had kind of a product similar to a Dollar Shave Club. Basically, it was a dollar fitness club where you basically got a dollar a day, fitness tips and things. And she was having success with it, but not the success that she was hoping to really get. Not the real, true, two comma club type of success that she was wanting. And so she ended up, as she was doing one of these videos, she actually ended up peeing her pants on the live video. And obviously most of us would be totally humiliated, couldn't deal with it, and would have shut the camera off. She kept the camera rolling. And as she kept the camera rolling, it was fascinating to me to see how she connected. Now, it wasn't she just peed her pants because she peed her pants. It's because she's had kids, and she doesn't, as for a lot of women, their abdominal muscles and their pelvic floor muscles aren't as strong and just couldn't control that part of their bladder. And it was fascinating how she was able to be so 100% vulnerable. And what ended up happening for her is she ended up creating a completely new product based off of, for women who basically have had kids who are trying to control their bladder. It's a medical condition. And the fascinating thing to me is the massive amount of success that she had because she connected so pure and so raw and was so vulnerable with those people, and her audience just flooded to her. Oh my gosh, it's been fast. I actually was at church and was walking the halls and overheard, I was actually passing by the bathroom and overheard two women talking about Natalie and her product. And obviously these two women have had that situation happen in their life. And it was crazy to me. Here I'm at church hearing about Natalie Hodson. And I thought how important it is as far as being totally vulnerable and how that vulnerability actually connected with people. To help you understand, she sold over 50,000 copies of her ebook. She sold over $1 million in literally, I think, less than 6 months because she was so vulnerable, and so that vulnerability was exactly what her audience needed. They needed somebody to basically take the torch for them and to lead them and to guide them and to be the person who's going to say, listen, this is a real situation. This is something that really happens in life, and I want to help. And because she was that vulnerable, she had that massive amount of success, it's connected so many people with her that now anywhere I go, it's funny, I hear people talking about it. And the great thing is, as you get to know Natalie, she's the most genuine, pure person who really, it's not a vulnerability that is out there she's using to try to take over a market. It's because she cares. She cares so much about others who are going through her same situation. And I hope you understand that as I see a lot of people who use vulnerability as a power tool to almost take advantage of people. That's not what I'm talking about here. This vulnerability is where it's how you truly feel, and you're using that vulnerability to connect with people. And as you're able to connect with these type of people, it then helps. It helps you be that much more authentic. And the people truly feel that authenticity. Because they feel that authenticity, they're willing to follow you, and they really are looking for someone to help them. So I'd really encourage you guys, as you take a look at that, to become more vulnerable and to express your feelings in a way that connects more with your audience, where you're able to get those emotional stories out. Personally, it's in my own life, it's been one of the things I've struggled with the most. I don't like people feeling sorry for me, and I don't like people feeling, I never want to feel like I'm a burden. Yet at the same time, what I've realized is by my not being more authentic and by my not being more vulnerable, I've actually pushed people away. And it's something I'm really starting to try to work more on in the way in which I talk, the words that I use. I literally was driving into the office today, talking with my wife, and we were having this conversation. She goes, "But how do you feel?" And I'm like, "Ah, that feeling word again." But I really encourage you guys to be much more vulnerable, to go out and to find a way of really sharing. And if you don't mind, I'm going to take my own personal liberty here and try to share and try to go myself and share this story with you in a way that helps me be more vulnerable, but helps you kind of see how you can use this in your own marketing or a way in which you can actually tell a story. And so bear with me on this one. Understand, again, you've heard me probably talk about this whole back surgery thing, and it got to the point where it was so bad. At Christmas time, we were going to see these Christmas lights, and it was through a park, and it was like a mile-long walk through this park, and there was tons and tons of lights all over the place, and I knew I actually wasn't going to be able to walk a mile, and I thought, man, do I just stay in the car and just let the family go do that? And I'm like, I don't want to do that. I want to participate. And so I ended up actually asking my son to push me in a wheelchair. And it was the most humiliating, painful thing to me. Not because I was in a wheelchair, but because of what had happened to me when I was a little kid. And it brought back this flood of emotions. And I was struggling so much with it that I didn't want anyone to know. And so I didn't share with them. But inside, I was just sobbing. What happened, I don't know if you've ever had the experience to where you were the last kid picked for a team or anything like that. Well, I had that experience multiple times when I was a kid due to an illness that I had. At the age of two, I ended up having contracted encephalitis and hydrocephaly. Big techno babble. Bottom line is, I had water on my brain, and it basically got so bad to the point where at the age of two, I had to learn to walk and talk all over again and had seizures and had all these crazy things happening. And for the next 8 years of my life, I was on medication to help overcome it and to really control it. But I remember as a kid wanting so bad to not be the last person picked. And I was always one of the last people because I didn't have the coordination. I wasn't able to run as fast. I wasn't able to walk. And as the older I got, sports became massively important to me. By the time I was in high school, I was like, I've got to get involved in running. And I threw myself into those types of things. And then even in college, as far as playing intramural sports, and I picked a degree that actually was in physical therapy, and exercise science and things, because I never wanted anyone else to experience those types of feelings. The crazy thing for me was, as I'm being pushed in this wheelchair, all of a sudden, all of this fear came back of what had happened 40 years ago, where I was like, what's going to happen if I can't run? What's going to happen if I can't walk? What's going to happen if I can't be the dad that I want to be? And I had this flood of emotions that took over me, and I was trying so hard to contain myself. And I was so appreciative to my son, Christian, for pushing me through the park. And yet at the same time, I knew others were experiencing the same thing. And we got to this one point where I turned the corner, and here was a person in a wheelchair. And you could tell it was a custom wheelchair. They'd been in their wheelchair for years. And I looked at them, and our eyes connected. And all of a sudden, I felt what they were going through, but it wasn't sadness and it wasn't frustration and pain. It was excitement. and how excited they were to be out in this park. And this wheelchair actually wasn't a symbol of limitation. It was actually a symbol of freedom. And this allowed them to go and experience all of these crazy cool things. And they were smiling, they were joking around with the people they were with. And it totally changed my state. And I'm like, who am I to be so sad and frustrated because I don't have what I want right now when other people are in the situation? And what I'm looking at is something that is limiting to them. It's mobility, it's freedom, it's excitement. And they were, you would not have known if you were listening to this conversation and everything else, you wouldn't have known this person was in a wheelchair. They were so excited, they were joking around, it was Christmas time. They're just spending all this time with their family and their friends and having this great experience. And I'm sitting there thinking, what the heck is going on? And it totally changed my state to where I was like, listen, no matter what it's going to take, I'm going to get the surgery, I'm going to go through this kind of stuff, and I'm going to get back, not only back to what I, quote unquote, would be normal for me, I'm going to get in such great shape that I'm going to go out and help others do the exact same thing. And I thought, in life, how important it is to realize that a lot of the things you look at and you feel are things that are holding you back, or you've had negative experiences in your life that you don't want others to hear about. I looked at this wheelchair as something so negative, and yet this other person used this wheelchair as the most exciting, positive thing in their life because it created freedom for them. And I thought, it's important for us in our marketing to make sure that we help, that we use the experiences that we've had, whether it's trials and negative things, because other people have gone through those same type of things. They've felt what you're feeling, or you felt what they're feeling. And you found that by doing certain things, you were able to overcome. And what other people are looking for is they want you to have empathy. And your vulnerability helps empathize with what they're going through. And that allows them to connect with you. It allows them to realize that you're real, that you understand and you can relate to them. And it's been such a huge epiphany for me recently to realize that the experiences that we have in our life are actually tools and resources that God gives us to bless the lives of other people. And as a marketer, if you'll become more vulnerable as Natalie has, to realize that you've got a message that you have to get out, and the only way you can get that out to people is by becoming more vulnerable. Again, it's something I'm working on a ton. I wish I had all the answers and I could say this is exactly how it's done. I would highly recommend you follow Russell because he's probably one of the best at it, at really using true feeling without it coming across fake and by being truly authentic. And I think that's the key, is that your vulnerability has to be authentic. You can't use it just as a tool to make money. But if you're like Natalie and you use it as something where it's an experience that you've had, that because you've gone through that, you can now have empathy for those people who are going through it right then and there, who have these feelings of doubt or feelings of inadequacy or feelings that they can't make it. And you can now go through that and say, you know what? I felt exactly what you are feeling right now. And because of this, and this, what I found is this has worked for not only me, but for literally tens or hundreds or thousands of other people. And it gives people the ability then to say, yes, I can go out and I can do that. So I'd encourage you guys to be more vulnerable. Find a way of connecting more with people. Again, I appreciate so much that you're spending time listening to this podcast. If there's anything I can do that would contribute more or help you more in your business, please reach out to me. I want to find different ways that we can share the successes that we've had or the people that I meet and the successes that they're having with you. Have an amazing day. I wish you all the best in all your success in all that you're doing inside of your own funnels and your own marketing, but also in your own personal life. Have an amazing day and I look forward to connecting with you real soon. You know, one of the things that means a ton to me is the personal reviews that you guys leave on iTunes. If you wouldn't mind going out, rate the show. Let me know how I'm doing. Just go to iTunes, click on the episode and rate it. Leave a comment. I read all the comments. I appreciate all the stars and everything everyone's already left for me. Again, I really appreciate it. And it's my way of finding out how I'm doing. So if you don't mind, I'd really appreciate it. And I, again, thank you so much for all that you guys do. Have a great day.